Always great to talk local baseball here. The Healdsburg Prune Packers kicking off their 2023 season on June 6th. Joining us in the studio now is the main man from the Prune Packers. He is Joey Gomes. Joey, thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, excited. Love the Prune Packers.
Oh, yeah.
Love local baseball.
Best name in the game, right?
Yeah.
Prune Packers.
Yeah. The weirdest name in the game, yeah. But God bless you all.
Yeah. Well, I guess you better be good if you're going to have a name like that, right?
One of my new heroes, because he's a star on my Detroit Tigers, Spencer Torkelson, Pride of Petaluma and Arizona State. He says, and I quote, "I started hitting with Joey when I was 13, and it was one of the best decisions of my life. Joey's the real deal, knows what it takes to instruct a Division I big league hitter. He is always fun to be around and get better with." Spencer Torkelson, who I believe got sent back down to the minors again.
Yeah, yeah. It's it's a grind up there. It's an adjustment process up there, but someone as talented as Spencer Torkelson
is
he's learning the ropes, and he's got such great people around him and his circles. I think he'll be fine.
Number one draft pick for my Tigers.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right, Prune Packers.
Yes, we're here to talk Prune Packers, not Tigers, Steve. We want to talk to about a good team.
Hey.
Yes, Steve.
We'll be back in a moment without Harry Duke. So, Joey, how did the Prune Packers start? How long have you guys been around, and what's your history with them?
100 years the Prune Packers have been around.
Not the ball club, but the actual Prune Packers.
Yeah, right. Well, the team started playing in 19... 19-
oh, yes, you're right.
Yeah,
I'd forgotten
that's
about
right.
That.
So yeah. 100 years of baseball in Healdsburg. I took over in 2014. The team was a combination of a men's league and a collegiate team. I took over and moved it all into an amateur base where all the kids are collegiate athletes. Got the team into the California Collegiate League. And, you know, from there, it's really just taken off. And in the humblest way of me saying take off, like, because, you know, last summer, I mean, each summer that goes by, there's more and more people that are asking about it, talking about it. I'm seeing them at the games. Local vendors have asked to, hey, can we provide concessions at your game? Like, absolutely. We have wonderful people like the Worst that set up a tent, local food trucks.
I love the Worst.
And, I mean, isn't that so,
that place.
So on time to have, you know, a baseball team in Healdsburg selling gourmet hot dogs at the game.
And that's W-U-R-S-T.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, exactly.
Talk about Prune Packer Stadium for folks who've never been.
You know, the first thing that you got to tell people is if you ever had the opportunity to go to a game in the 50s or the 60s or maybe even the 70s, the acoustics at Rec Park are going to be very, very similar. The stadium is built of wood, which means when you start getting that baseball to pop that glove, it's a wonderful echoed sound.
When you're thinking baseball,
yeah,
live baseball, you're not necessarily thinking acoustics.
Right.
But it's very important.
And you know what? After about my third season, scouts started telling me about, like, man, it is fun to catch a game when you get a cotton candy sky and you get the pitcher throwing and hitting. Like, they were telling me, like, it reminds me of this old stadium, this. And I'm like, you know what? Like, you're exactly right. Like, with the wood and having Rec Park be in, you know, a suburb, you know, not like on the outskirts of a town. It's like built right in town. The sound is amazing.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Joey Gomes is with us from the Healdsburg Prune Packers. Again, their season kicks off June 6th. Your brother, Johnny Gomes, is now a coach with the Diamondbacks.
Yeah. Yeah, Johnny's been with the Diamondbacks for, I think like 5 or 6 years now. He's a rover with them. He's in charge of outfield and base running with them. But really his job is to mentor young players.
Sure. I mean,
that's pretty much what he does full time. Johnny's actually made it out to a few Prune Packer games, and it's great to have him come out, and it's really cool when he talks to the guys, and a lot of these guys followed him and know him from the World Series and stuff like that. But it's great to have him come out.
And you guys grew up where?
In Petaluma.
You did. I thought it was Petaluma.
Yeah, Sonoma County, born and raised.
So you got your opening day coming up June 6th, which is a Monday. Who are you playing?
We are opening up against a team called Game Day Prep. It's a preseason game. We're on the precipice of a three-peat. It's probably not that I'm not really superstitious anyway, but the Healdsburg Prune Packers have won back-to-back state championships, and we're loaded up and hoping to give it another run for the third straight year, which is pretty exciting.
And you guys are a member of the California Collegiate League.
Yes.
How many teams in the league? And they're all in California?
That's right. I think we are the farthest team north in Healdsburg, over to Lincoln, all the way down to Orange County, and including Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo, Pasadena. Sonoma has a team in our league.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the Sonoma Stompers have gone from independent to the collegiate model. But
how many games do you play in a season?
We play 50 games, and it's 45 regular season and 5 into the playoffs. You could see it. It's some of the top talent in the country that comes. I mean, Andrew Vaughn played for us, who's first baseman for the White Sox, Sonoma County. Anthony Bender played for us. I think we've had, my goodness, now a little over 40 guys in the 9 years. This will be my 10th year. Sign professional contracts, like right from our team.
Nice.
And go, yeah, including first rounder Dylan Beavers last year. Excited. Joe Lampe, third rounder from Petaluma. But the roster's really, really good again. And it's just, I mean, overall, it's just so exciting for a nonprofit 501c3 to be built like this and taken in the county like this and having so many people show up and support. I mean, baseball in Sonoma County, I mean, I really get asked this quite a bit, and it's like, I don't know what's in the wine in this county, but baseball's pretty good around here.
Yeah. What's a ticket run to go to one of these games?
$8 to come see some of the top talent. And kids 12 and under are free.
The 2022 Packers' final season record, 40 wins, 10 losses.
Man, we got after it. We got after it. I was asked about that season, and they said, what was your game plan going into that? And I was like, well, I'm just going to put 9 dogs on the field and take the leash off. And that's just what we did.
I mean, that.
We emptied the tank.
What's the capacity of the stadium?
The capacity at Rec Park sits about 800. On average, we'll get anywhere from maybe 150. And then like on certain Friday nights or our fireworks night, that'll get up to about 600 people, nice. I think. We hosted a playoff game in, 2019? And I think we were probably pushing 1,000 at that. The old football stands in right center, we have those. We have bleachers on the first base side. Then, of course, the stadium seating that wraps around home plate. There's not a bad seat in the house.
When was that place built?
That place was built in the 20s and then remodeled in the 50s.
Wow.
If I'm not mistaken, the Sonoma Speedway, they got the wood. When they remodeled that, they took the wood, updated it. But it's then been, kind of upkept from the Edingers in Healdsburg, and some local contractors have kind of kept it up.
We'll be following the Healdsburg Prune Packers. Their opening day is June 6th. Go to prunepackers.org. Joey Gomes, thanks, buddy. We'll see you again.
Hey, thanks, guys.